Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic, the final show of 2023. I cannot believe it's been 1 year already. But you know what? We'll be taking a brief, maybe month-long pause, and then we will come back full force for season five, and maybe with a few fun format changes as well. This is going to be an incredible close to 2023 into 2024 because I have the honor of walking Miss Grace down the aisle, who all of you know well, and it's going to be an honor. It really is, and I love her very much, and I cannot wait to do that. And you know, I couldn't close this season. Well, first of all, speaking of Miss Grace, last week I had her on the show, and as some of you caught, there's a brief pause in the recording at about the 22, 23 minute mark. If you will allow that to play itself through, the show does come back after about 2 minutes. To be very honest with all of you, I could go back and edit that out, but I already kind of put it out there in the universe, and those who listen, I thank you, and thank you for sticking with me. And I'm just going to let that go because we're at the end. So no need to do any crazy last minute editing. But, you know, I couldn't close this season out without thanking some loyal listeners and, some guests. So I really want to start off by thanking my buddy Steven, who never misses an episode. I mean, thank you, brother. It means the world. I love you and your family. To my cousin Bobby, who is a generous supporter of this show. He's the best, and so are all of his brothers and sisters, my cousins. to Jeremy Ardmore, you know who you are, the king of selling on eBay. Thank you for listening, brother. To the beautiful Miss Katie, who has an incredible voice, sings opera. She catches this show on the regular, and it is highly appreciated. I appreciate all of you more than you know. To some of my regular guests who hold a very special place in my heart, I have to thank Miss Jennifer Runyon from Ghostbusters. She's one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met. Miss Sarah French, who never fails to appear when I ask her. I love you, Sarah. Miss Kathy Podwell from Dallas, one of the most amazing people I've ever met. To Sarah Polednak, who has graced this show a couple times. She's always a delight. To Miss Sky Strachey, who is, she knows she's in my heart. She's been one of my closest friends ever since I moved to New York and then back to Pennsylvania. And to the wonderful Miss Juliet, who worked with Sky in a film. She just has a special light around her, and I'm so honored that I got to know her. And there are so many more guests to thank, but that was just my short list, I promise you. And there will be people that I forget, and I will go, why didn't I mention them? So thank you to all of you. You know, there's a custom on New Year's in, I believe it's Spain, I could be wrong, and it's called Ano Viejo, where they stuff a scarecrow full of their intentions, like the bad stuff that they want to change for the following year, and they light it on fire. And so the scarecrow represents kind of the negative and then the positive into the change for the new year. And on that subject, I wanted to go to a psychic medium the other day to sort of close out this year. And I was blown away. She is one of the most extraordinarily gifted psychic mediums I'd ever been to. And I just wanted to close this season out by telling you a couple of the details that she told me. First and foremost, what a peaceful home she had. I walked in and you were just hit immediately with the tranquility of her home. And she has about a 6 month waiting list just to do a reading with her. So that lended credibility to how good this woman was. But, I can honestly tell you what a wonderful energy she had just from the initial greeting to sitting down and getting a reading by her. My little sister Kristen also went, and she was in tears during her reading. But the nutshell bullet points is, I don't know if I fully shared with you about the news I got. I believe I did regarding my mother. She has an illness that cannot be cured, and we got news of that last year. And I was very emotional, and unbeknownst to me, my mom had prayed for to her mom and dad for guidance on the morning of when she was fully diagnosed with what she has. And wow, it was very hard. It really was. And I was in my sister's house watching my nieces, and she came home and we got the news. But right before my sister pulled in, I heard footsteps above where my sister's room was, like loud, thunderous footsteps. And it was not my nieces, because they were right there. So I ran up and nothing was there. That same evening, my sister found two Saint Raphael medals, and she had no idea how they got there. They were on the foot of her closet, just plain as can be, and what the significance was behind Saint Raphael. That same evening, she had a dream where my grandfather, my mother's father, tapped her on the shoulder and said, "I put those there. I sent Saint Raphael to you." And we called my grandfather Baba. And my mom had prayed to him that morning that he would just guide her and just help her out. And Baba appears in my sister's dream. Baba never met my little sister, by the way. He had passed before they had ever met. And I was very young when he passed. And sure enough, Saint Raphael, we looked him up, is known as the medicine of God. And he helps both cure and also just comfort those who are ill. And he also happens to have the same Saints Day as my father's birthday. So his celebration day. So like little weird connections like that. So I know Saint Raphael was sent by my grandfather to watch out for my mom and just our family in general. So every day I've been lighting a candle to Saint Raphael ever since that day of my mom's diagnosis. And sure enough, when I sat down on this chair the other day, I asked her, "Do I have any spirit guides?" She said, "Oh yes, your grandfather Baba gets a kick out of you. He thinks you are just so entertaining, and he loves your, you know, whatever this show is that you're doing," which already blew my mind. And she said, "And wow, Saint Raphael is really, really strong with your family. Like, he is around." And that is when my jaw officially just dropped to the floor. This woman had no knowledge of me, nothing, no part of my backstory. And for those of you who are skeptic, I don't know how you explain that. And as many of you know, I'm also like an animal lover. I feed the crows, and this particular squirrel every day comes right up and he places his paw on the palm of my hand and takes a peanut out of my hand. And the psychic said, "And what is this little creature you're feeding in the morning? He comes like right up to you, doesn't he? And just takes food very gently out of your hand." Another like jaw dropping moment. I think I even said, like, "Oh my God, that's this little squirrel who we call Half Tail because he's got like half a tail." And she said, "That's Saint Raphael. He's guiding him to you, just to let you know he's around." But she also said, "You're being taken care of by him. So he just wanted you to know that he's with you." And she said, "And by the way, you're also saving this little squirrel, because he's little and he needs that food because he's too young to defend himself." So that just, I mean, that absolutely blew my mind. And there were so many other things she had said, which just dropped my jaw again to the floor. And I could feel her energy. I really could. As I sit back and I'm trying to think of all the bullet points that she told me. One other one really sticks out as pertains to what I just told all of you was, at work and in general, I've been seeing these repeated numbers. And I even said something to one of my friends the other day. I said, this is weird. I just keep getting these odd number sequences, like a paper will have 4949 or 1212, 2323, and sometimes several times in a row. And I just couldn't figure it out. And she said, oh, have you been experiencing like weird numbers? And I was like, yeah. She said, that is your Baba. He is sending those numbers your way. Just to let you know again, not only that he's around, but also those are known as angel numbers. And she said, if you look up those numbers in sequence, they mean something. And they usually have messages for you. I was so shocked and like shaking the past couple days based on the impact of her reading. I have not looked the numbers up that I've been getting, but I promise you next season when I open the show up, or at least one of the early episodes, I will do a deep dive into what those numbers mean and just let you know the research I found out. But apparently there are whole books on angel numbers, which are unbeknownst to me. But she said a lot of things. I was talking to her for an hour, and everything she pinpointed in my life, to even physical ailments that I had, like she came right out. She's like, are you having like some, she goes, like your digestive issues. She's like, I'm like, just like stuff like that. It's like crazy what this woman would know, and there's no explanation for. And she told me she was seeing spirits and angels since the time she was 3 years old in Ireland. And just a beautiful experience, a beautiful home she had. And I will check with her and see if she would like me to advertise her readings. And I will definitely open season 5 by letting all of you know who this woman is and what her business is. I just don't like to put things out there unless I have permission. But I'm sure if some of you email me privately, I could give her information and she wouldn't care. But I want to thank you guys. I really, you mean the world. So does your listenership. So do your comments and your feedback. And so I could not close out 2023 by being, I couldn't be more grateful. I'll put it to you that way. And I cannot believe this show has grown 48% and in other countries too, because I got that little like wrap up thing that Spotify sends. So thank all of you. I want all of you to have a wonderful and amazing new year. I hope you had an incredible Christmas. I, of course, did, because I got to watch It's a Wonderful Life and just had a good time with my family. But I am excited for all of us what 2024 will bring. But until then, this is Brian Hobson for Footsteps in the Attic. We will see you next year. And thank you very much.